Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
With Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio.
Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
Bob Hope is here for the week with the Bing. He's a guest on the Bing Crosby Show. And this one is from November 2nd, 1949.
When you're picnicking, Bergie belongs.
Burgermeister, Burgermeister, it's so light and golden clear. Burgermeister, Burgermeister, it's a truly fine pale beer.
San Francisco Brewing Corporation, San Francisco.
Listen to a musical salute to Pacific Coast football on Hollywood Music Hall tonight at 7:30.
Someone wait for me.
Well, this is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. The Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Bob Hope.
Oh,
you heard me, Bob Hope.
Couldn't get Mighty Joe Young, huh?
Now his phone's been disconnected.
But now, Ken, I think it's time for song. If the Rhythm Mayors will gather around, we'll start off with Dear Hearts and Gentle People. This is a number that's gathering much popular momentum lately.
Yes, I heard your recording of Dear Hearts and
nice
Gentle People.
Emphasis on good recording. Thank you. Ken, you may go over to the sound man now and tell him that I said to give you a handful of play money.
Oh, peachy.
Let's go, Ken.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear heart and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. There's a place I'd like to go, and it's back in that hole, where your friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the whole wide world to know.
I love the dear,
I love the dear hearts, I love the gentle people
who live in my hometown.
Because those dear hearts, gentle people, will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes.
Got a
dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle gentle people who live in love in my hometown.
That suitcase player, he was on it. Thanks, thank you. Thanks, Nick, for tool and group. Now, Mr. Ken Carpenter takes over briefly with a message to all cigarette dealers. Ken, just what is it you wish to say to the dealers, Annette Chesterfield?
Well, Bing, I just want to remind them to be sure to get in on the biggest birthday idea in years. Cigarette dealers, here's how to get your supply of Chesterfield birthday slip-over cartons and get them quick. Just send a penny postcard with your name and business address to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York City. You will receive free by return mail, postage prepaid, a supply of these Chesterfield birthday slipover cartons that everybody wants. All you have to do is send a penny postcard with your name and business address to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York City. Do it now.
John Scott Trotter's arrangement of one of the outstanding tunes of the season. An outstanding arrangement, too.
Up in the morning, I'm out on my job, and I work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son has nothing to do. Roll around heaven all day. I fuss with my woman, and I toil for my kids. I sweat till I'm wrinkled and I'm gray. While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I'm up in the morning, out on a job, worked like the devil for my pay, but that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and I'm gray, while that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, can't you see I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud, the one with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Won't you take me across and wash all my troubles away? Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven.
group. Thanks, John. Nice to meet you. Ladies and gentlemen, by way of introducing our guests this evening, I'd like to go back a few years to that day I first saw a splendid young comedian on Broadway. I knew then that someday he'd soar to the heights of his profession. And sure enough, today, he's a great star of the movies. He's a smash on the radio. I know I don't have to tell you that that lad's name is Red Skelton. That's so much for Red. Here's Bob Hope. Thank you, Hildegard.
Well, how?
Everybody's
how about that introduction?
What is the matter with it?
It's things like that that make you so big in Czechoslovakia. How'd you get that kind of publicity? You got a brother over there, too.
I don't like
is Everett on the lam or
no.
Something?
Should be. I don't like the brog, but I'm very big in Prague, too.
Yeah, but they call you Stinky.
Oh,
how stinky.
No. I drive them mad in Stalingrad, didn't
and
you?
And you're a schlemiel down in Mobile.
Incidentally, the people in Mobile love me. I'm very big in Alabama.
You're right. I saw Top of the Morning at a drive-in theater in Alabama. And just so people could hear that Irish dialogue, they didn't serve popcorn.
What'd they serve?
Hot buttered cotton.
But this is an amazing coincidence, Bob. I was in a drive-in theater myself recently.
I know. I saw you there in your new Buick. You were the only one with a kid looking out of each porthole.
I had them on a little detail that night. They were sticking their tongues out at the finance man.
I didn't see that. Where is that?
That is serious.
That is. You got a writer in there? What is that? Say, what was your mob doing in a drive-in movie anyway? Crawling under the cars looking for chewing gum? What were you doing? You have them on a little scavenger hunt?
Yes, in a way, scavenger hunt. We went to see your picture, Sorrowful Jones.
Say, I really did some fine acting in that, didn't I?
You know? I couldn't tell. Everybody left their motor running. We were all poised for a quick getaway right after the newsroom.
Oh, wait till you get a load of my new picture, The Great Lover, with Rhonda Fleming. My motor's running in that.
Your motor? Bob, I'm for you. Really, I am.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm for you all the time, but how could you ever be a great lover? This is nothing.
Diet. Hmm? Diet, boy.
Diet.
For weeks, I lived on nothing but rye crisp and passion fruit.
Nothing but? I must try some.
No, you better stick to fricassee of Seratan. That's what you need, really. It's later than life than you think, Lard.
You mean I'm getting a little heavy? You should get a load of yourself walking down the street. From the back, you look like two tomcats fighting in a gunny sack.
Well, that's more than I could say for you. There's life there yet, anyway.
That'll
be another pack.
I didn't know you were still at Paramount, though. Is that true?
Look, subsidiary, I'm still there. And besides acting at Paramount, I'm in charge of opening.
What do you mean?
Well, have you seen that big advertisement that shows Alan Ladd with his bare chest?
Yeah, what about it?
Who do you think unbuttoned his shirt?
Dandy work. You done any television yet, kid?
Television?
Oh, you ought to store on television. I think you should. Your face is distorted to start with. You.
Well, mine is sort of a vertical. You have a horizontal problem that we're worried about. The television thing. Television is getting to be a big thing. You know, it's very popular with the kids.
Oh, you're telling me. My kids have been watching so many Westerns on our set, they got little saddlebags under their eyes.
I read that article in Coronet magazine this month about you and the kids. You know, you got those kids so busy working. When do they have time to watch television?
When they're polishing the set.
Go ahead.
Come to think of it, how does a man as busy as you are with your coast-to-coast junkets and everything, where do you find time to read Coronet or any magazine for that matter?
Oh, I'm relaxing now. I'm living down at Palm Springs.
Well, all rats head for the desert sooner or later, I guess.
We're expecting you. You know, it's it's wonderful. You probably have some left over from Kraft. I know the way you... the way you save. You're sleeping in a bed of pimento, I know.
Bob, you're mayor of Palm Springs. True or false?
No, I'm just honorary mayor. Charlie Farrell's mayor.
What's Janet Gaynor? Chief of police?
Don't be flipped,
Bobby.
Who
wrote that line? That is the biggest egg.
Well, don't ruin mine while you're talking about it. Bing, you can kid all you want about Palm Springs. There are a lot of actors down there, but believe me, it's a real rugged, two-fisted western town.
What are you talking about, western town? The only western thing about Palm Springs is the bartender in the racket club. His name is Tex, and he's from Toledo, Ohio.
The Tex is a real cowboy. The only trouble is he's been around horses too long. When he makes a martini, the olive swishes its pimento.
See, I grabbed a pretty good room at the racket club there, Bob.
I'm working on this. Just
I wouldn't worry.
Don't be flip floppy. Thought I'd try that again while you're rolling. But Bing, you can kid all you want about Palm Springs being swank and luxurious.
Well, it's very spiffy.
It has some modern conveniences, yes, but the desert is fraught with drama.
You really think so?
Pardon me, if I had my gun on my hip, I'd plug you.
If you had a gun on your hip, you never could reach way out there.
Don't be flip, Floppy.
All right, Dopey.
There you are. I'm going to get to the point if I have to do a straight line as though I haven't done six.
Bully for you.
And you, too. Let's be serious, Bing.
Oh, you have been out in the sun, haven't you?
Bing, you're right about Palm Springs being a lush garden spot in the desert. But there was a time in the glorious history of Palm Springs when it was an isolated desert town, accessible only by covered wagon and mule train.
Thank you, Francis X. Bushman.
Please, keep your schoolmates out of this, will you please?
We take you now to the desert and drama. Here we find a 20 mule team being driven across the wasteland by Soapy Hope and Smokey Crosby. The mules are so exhausted from pulling the heavy wagon, their tails are dragging.
That goes for us, too.
You were that way before we started.
Just for that, you can get off my back. I carried you through enough pictures anyway.
I can hardly talk. Carried me through pictures? If it wasn't for Barry Fitzgerald and me, you'd still be back at your old job, Lux and Girdles, for Paul Whiteman.
Out on the desert. Get up there, you lop-eared, swayback critter.
Get along there, you short-legged, weather-beaten jackass.
Get along there, you ornery vagabond.
Lean into it, you leather-hided varmint. I'll stop whipping you if you stop whipping me.
Let's whip the mules a while, huh? Come on, girls, let's go now.
Yeah, we got to get to Palm Springs with these supplies by smogdown.
You're right. This is the most important rush cargo we ever hauled across the desert. 5,000 tennis balls for the racket club. Get up there. Get going, you two. Come on, boy.
We've ever had.
I think we fell in the Grand Canyon.
Come on! Let's go here!
Oh, the sun. So hot I'm burning up. How come you ain't hot, Smokey?
I'm a chewing on four-way coal tablets.
Water! Water! I can't go on, I tell you. I'm cracking. Water, I can't go on.
You can't act either.
Water. Water. I'll never make it. Just look at that. I'm so dry I can't talk. No use, Smokey. I'll never make it. I'm a goner. I'm a real gone guy. Oh, water. Water for the audience. Water. Adrenaline, bury me. Bury me here in the desert I love.
Oh, buck up, Sophie.
Television from here on in. Oh, Walter, I'm too young to go. I haven't hit 40 yet.
Well, 40's hit you.
Steady, Grandma Moses, steady. I'm a goner. You can have my blankets and my hooper.
No. No, Soapy.
Here, take this letter, and when you get back to town, give it to my loved ones.
Well, don't worry about the letter, partner. Now you just lay down there and die.
Okay. Okay, if this script will move over.
I was going fast. So long, Smokey.
Hey, look at this. Let me put your coat under your head, make you more comfortable.
Oh, thank you, Smokey. You're a pal.
Hey, look out. You're kind of got a bulge on your hip there. Let me take your wallet so you can lie.
Never mind. I'll push.
Right. I knew you'd pull through, Sophie. Come on. Come on, let's get those tennis balls through to the rackets now. Come on.
I want to get the kinescope on this show.
Bob, you were outstanding, really. Now, while this atmosphere prevails, I think I should hit Mule Train musically. This song is from the forthcoming production, Singing Guns. Looks like a comer.
Mule Train. Ah, you old jughead. Take a hold of that boy. Mule Train. Clippity-clopping through the wind and rain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop. Clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Mule train. Ho, oh, you lop-eared lover. Ha, boy, ha! Mule train. Clippity-clopping along the mountain chain. They're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop. Clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a plug, a chaw, tobacco for a miner in Corona. A guitar for a westerner way out in Arizona. A dress of calico for a gal in Kokomo. Get along. Clippity-clopping through the wind and the rain. They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop. Clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's some needles and some thread for the local general store. A present from Sears Roebuck that a bride is waiting for. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along. Clippity-clopping through the wind and the rain. They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop. Clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Mule train. Oh, my.
very nice, Bing, and I really enjoy the sketch you and Bob did. But as long as you fellows were hauling cargo across the desert, well, I do think you could have taken a few cartons of Chesterfields with you.
We had Chesterfields with us.
Sure, Swan's soapbox is full of them.
Say, incidentally, Sag, I'll say one thing for you, Nostril King. With a snoot like yours...
Eggplant ears. Where are you going?
With a snoot like yours, you certainly ought to know a good thing.
Anyone for tennis?
With a nose nostril like yours, you ought to... You certainly ought to know a good cigarette when you get a whiff of one.
Well, Bing, that goes for everybody. Once you try Chesterfield's, you'll ABC, always buy Chesterfield's. Each Chesterfield is A, always milder. Milder than other cigarettes. B, better tasting. Taste better than other cigarettes. C, cooler smoking. Smoke cooler than other cigarettes.
Folks, we're not just repeating a slogan when we say always buy Chesterfield's. They're milder, much milder, and they satisfy. Frank Lesser, who's written many hit songs, appears to have another one brewing here.
Where are you now that I need you? Now that I want you so badly, I could cry. Where are you? Where did fate lead you? Funny how I dreamed you'd still be standing by. I had you at my beck and call, called you anytime at all. I guess I took too much for granted. I never thought I'd lie awake and sigh. Where are you now that I need you? Now that I love you so madly, I could die. Where are you, baby, now that I need you so badly that I could die?
Thanks, buddy. Very adroit. Now, that about does it for tonight. I want to commend my friend Bob Hope for taking time from his rigorous schedule of business and social activities to drop in and spread some of his homey philosophy of warm good cheer.
Did I do that? Say.
Say you did. You have friends
Say,
here.
Greasy, you spread a little yourself, you know. Who's with you next week, Happy Hips?
Well, I'll tell you, Ballpoint. Next week, we have talent. Talent on the show. Our guest will be...
Oh, novelty week, huh?
Ella Fitzgerald and the Mills Brothers.
Oh, you can't knock that.
You're so gracious. How can I ever thank you for what you've done tonight?
Well, I'll give you a little hint. Sound man, huh? What do you do Tuesday night?
Folks, you've just heard the cash register from the Paramount Studio Commissary. Now take it back, Bob. Take it back or I'll tell Ginsburg.
Okay, take your hand out of the drawer.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, Bing.
Thanks, folks. We'll see you next week for Chesterfield. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Bob Hope appeared by arrangement with Paramount Pictures, producers of the big broadcast of 1936. Tune in next week and hear the Bing Crosby Show with Bing's guest, Ella Fitzgerald of the Mills Brothers. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. KCBS San Jose and KCBS FM San Francisco. Memo to newly engaged men. You can pay no greater tribute to the one you love than to buy her diamond bridal rings at Mylan's Jewelers. You'll get smartly styled rings, guaranteed pure white diamonds, easy credit terms at Mylan's Jewelers, corner 12th and Washington, Oakland. 7 p.m. BULOVA, Bulova watch time. Men, today see the new Bulova Hancock. Handsome, dependable, an exceptional value. Only $24.75.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.